You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. In 2008, our John Robbins lost his home to foreclosure and was basically broke. Today, the company our John founded is the largest provider of fractional outside managing partner services for solo and small law firms in the world. The firm is How to Manage a Small Law Firm. They manage more than 250 solo and small law firms nationally. And Inc. magazine has even recognized the company as both one of the fastest growing privately held companies in the country and also as a best place to work. But this interview isn't about lawyers or law firms. It's about what it takes for an entrepreneur to get off the mat when he's flat broke and build a multi-million dollar business from nothing, all by helping hundreds of other business owners have a more successful business too. Arjun, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thank you. It's really an honor to be here, and it really is an honor to be here because it's great. Most people think when they hear how to manage a small law firm and lawyers struggling to build more successful law firms, they think that it's all about lawyers and the law. And, you know, lawyers are entrepreneurs also, certainly the lawyers who own their own law firms. And it's really great to be recognized by a non-law firm media outlet about the business, because the business of law is just as fascinating as any other business. So thank you.
And you're most welcome. Our pleasure to have you with us. Looking forward to hearing from you as well. I'm sure there's a lot we can learn. So let's get started. The name of your firm is How to Manage a Small Law Firm. Should everyone who isn't a lawyer just tune out?
I hope not. A small law firm is a business. Law firms are in the business of selling, producing, and delivering a product and a service at a profit, profit for the client, profit for the owner, profit for the staff, just like every other business. When our members, we call them members, they pay a monthly retainer fee. When our members get together in meetings throughout the country during the year, they don't even really think of themselves as lawyers for the most part. They think of themselves as entrepreneurs and business owners whose business happens to be a law firm. So I would think that there's a lot that we're going to talk about that's going to be relevant to all business owners.
No doubt about it. So true. Now, would you at this time, would you mind explaining what happened? Why were you broke back in 2007, some 10 years ago? And when you say broke, what exactly does that mean?
My wife became ill. And, well, first of all, I make a big distinction between a practice or a job versus a real business. And the distinction between a job slash practice versus a real business is the degree to which it keeps going and growing and keeps servicing clients, and the marketing keeps working and the sales keeps working and the production keeps working and the staff keeps working and the financial controls keep you in. To the extent that all that keeps going and growing, even when you're away, that's the extent to which what you have on your hands is a real business. And to the extent that it all slows down or falls apart the minute you step away, that's the degree to which what you have on your hands is just a practice or just a job. I had built a very successful practice helping other lawyers run their law firms, but I had not turned it into a real business. And so when my wife became ill, she had a long-term illness. She was on long-term disability for 18 months, a very painful situation. And I made the decision, you know what, I can always build another business. I can always make a lot more money. I can't ever replace my wife. And I made the decision that I'm going to take care of her because we didn't have the financial resources back then to hire any help. So I basically had to park my practice and watch the whole thing dwindle, which is now what we try to teach business owners not to do. We teach business owners how to turn their business into a legit business that works and grows and goes even when they're not there for 30 consecutive days. That's my kind of rule of thumb of, do you have a business or not? And you asked for details of being broke. I mean, we lost the house to foreclosure, the condo, lost that to foreclosure, burned through all of our credit, went through all of our savings, liquidated all of our assets. I mean, we moved into a tiny little room on the side of my mom's house. I mean, how bad can it get? I mean, pretty humiliating. There were times where literally I had to scrounge for money to buy groceries. These are not exaggerations. These are not like just cliches. This was really what my life had been reduced to. Does that answer your question? Needed money for groceries. How's that?
Now that's bad enough, and you certainly can feel the pain even going through that process back some 10 years ago. Now, where is the business today? If you don't mind, get into some of the sharing of some of the actual numbers, even the actual net. That would be great.
I don't mind sharing numbers at all. I'm very proud of the numbers. Gross revenue is a function of how much value you deliver in the world. So I'm very proud of our gross revenue because it's a reflection of how much value we have created and how many people we've helped. Of course, net income is a function of how efficiently you deliver that value, and I'm pretty proud of what we're accomplishing in that area as well. But gross revenues, let's see. In 2009, you could say we kind of restarted the business. We grossed $75,000 in 2009. Grossed. Don't even ask me how I lived. I told you I was struggling for grocery money. 2010, we grew that from $75,000 to just about $200,000 gross revenue. 2011, we tripled that to about $600,000. We did about $622,000 in 2011, in year three. Year four, we 2012, we finally broke the $1 million mark, broke the seven-figure barrier. We did like $1,075,000 in 2012. 2013, we went from $1,075,000 to $1,750,000. 2013, we went from $1,750,000 to just over $3 million. 2015, we did $4.85 million. And 2016, we did just a little over $6 million, and we're tracking to do just a little over $9 million this year. I'm really pissed off. I would have really liked to have broken the eight-figure barrier this year, but instead of breaking the eight-figure barrier this year with $10 million, we're going to squeeze a couple extra points off the bottom line, which is going to be much more profitable.
I got to tell you, after hearing those numbers climb and climb, all I could think of, you've got to be doing something right if you're growing to that degree. That is absolutely tremendous. Now, the big question is, how in the world did you do it? How did you turn it around in such great form?
Eric, I get that question a lot, and I'm going to tease you a little bit, but I know you understand this, and I know you and I have talked in the past, and you get this. How I did it is not how I would want anyone else that I care about or anyone else that I like to do it. Because how I did it was I made every mistake in the book. I didn't have anyone to guide me. I didn't have any, no one's ever built a business the way this kind of business before. The business that I've built, no one's ever built this kind of a business before. And I'm not saying that to brag. If I knew then what I know now, I might not have built a business that no one had ever built before. I might have taken a little bit of an easier route. I made every mistake in the book. I made hiring mistakes. I hired too late. I hired the wrong people. I hired for the wrong reasons. I made tons of marketing mistakes. I marketed for the wrong reasons. I marketed largely. I waited too long to make investments in my business. I made all kinds of mistakes. I think a better question that I would rather people ask isn't how I did it, because that's just a horrible story of mistakes. I'd rather people ask, if I had it to do all over again, how would I have done it differently? That's a much better story.
And of course, I wish we had a lot more time to hear more of the details, but I'm getting the picture here, and it sounds like a book in the making. Lastly, we have plenty of entrepreneurs and business owners listening to this interview today, who I'm sure some of them have been working on their business for a lot longer than you, but maybe they haven't had the same success yet. Do you have any advice for the listeners in that regard?
My first piece of advice is get really clear on your definition of a successful business. My definition of a successful business regardless of what type of business it is it has to hit three criteria. Number one, it's got to give you enough money to live the way you want to live. Net income, gross doesn't matter if it doesn't give you the net income to live the way you want to live. Number two is it's got to be financially successful, meaning it's got to give you the money to live the way you want to live. Number two, it's got to be personally successful. It's got to give you a life. If the business consumes your life, I don't consider that to be a successful business. You've got to have balance. It's got to give you a life, not take a life from you. And number three is it's got to be professionally successful. Something about the work has to matter to you. It has to matter to you that the business delivers the value and makes the change, makes the dent in the universe, as Steve Jobs used to say. It has to serve you there. So get very clear on your definition of financial, personal, and professional goals. And then write a business plan. I'm pretty sure that everyone listening to this has heard that 1,000 times, but write a business plan. My business plan has never been more than 3 pages. It doesn't need to be complicated. Don't get confused with an investment prospectus that an MBA student would create versus just write out a plan that addresses the 7 main parts of your business: your marketing, your sales, your production, your people, your physical plant, your financial controls, and most importantly, the goals of you and your family. And Eric, I would be happy to even share a sample business plan model and some lessons for anyone of your callers who want to get a copy of that.
And your offer is certainly appreciated, and we want to thank you for your time here today. And what a story, and a lot we can learn from what little we have heard here today. Love to have you come back to spend more time with us. Before you go, where can listeners get further information about yourself, your company, and how could they be in touch?
Well, the main website is howtomanageasmalllawfirm.com, howtomanageasmalllawfirm.com. But for your listeners, if you want to get a copy of that business plan, we'll make a special resource for them at howtomanageasmalllawfirm.com/EPN. So howtomanageasmalllawfirm.com/EPN. And we'll give you a copy of a template for the business plan and a little lesson around that, all just because I really value and appreciate the work you're doing here. Thank you so much for having me.
And thank you for those kind words. And Arjun, it has been more than our pleasure to have had you. Continued success, and certainly look forward to our next conversation right here on Enterprise Radio. Have a good one.
Thank you.
And you're most welcome. We have been speaking with Arjun Robbins, founder and CEO of How to Manage a Small Law Firm, which helps solo and small law firm owners grow their business to become more profitable. And for EPN listeners, visit howtomanageasmalllawfirm.com/EPN. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.